Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Every March, Austin, Texas hosts the annual South by Southwest Festival, which draws indie musicians, filmmakers, and techies. Las Vegas has the Consumer Electronics Show, among other big annual events, because Vegas is, well, you know, Vegas is Vegas. And now Boston, the hub of education, healthcare, the arts, and technology, could get its own big-time festival of ideas. Today, MIT, Harvard, Mass General Hospital, and the Boston Globe announced plans for the first annual Hub Week for next October. Organizers say Hub Week will highlight Boston's status as a global center of innovation and creativity. Here's Harvard President Drew Faust earlier today.
Innovation is our history. This region pioneered the first use of anesthesia. We created the atomic clock, the first programmable computer in the United States, and the algorithm that became Facebook.
Joining us now to talk more about what the festival will look like is Brendan Ryan. He's the executive director of Hub Week. He's also the former chief of staff to Governor Deval Patrick. And Brendan Ryan, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks, Anthony. Good to be here.
Yeah, so tell us more about the vision for Hub Week. What will it do for the city? What will it say about the city?
What it'll do for the city and what it'll say about the city is like what President Faust just said in that clip. It is an idea that Boston has a great innovative history and a bright innovative future. And Hub Week is an attempt to help build that future, to create a stage and a platform for all of the interesting, cool, exciting things that are going on in pockets around the city and around the whole region. And give a place to bring it all together for the world to see, but also for our neighbors and the community around us to see. I think there are a lot of interesting things happening in Boston right now that people who live here and work here don't get a chance to see and interact with already and might be surprised to see. So it's a platform and a stage for who we are at our best, which is a really smart, creative people.
One of the plans is to host events throughout Cambridge and Boston, including one that would turn Fenway Park into a 37,000-seat classroom. Say more about that. How would that work?
37,000 capacity. I don't know if we'll get 37,000 people to show up for a class on Sunday in October, but that would be great. No, that's a great idea and a great representation of what we're trying to do, which is to make something that is open to the public, that draws on our history in an iconic Boston institution like Fenway Park, and bring together interesting ideas in an unusual setting and see what happens when you bring smart people and leaders in different fields together, put them on a stage in an interactive way, and let them talk to and interact with the audience of their neighbors from around Boston, around the world. It's an exciting idea.
And why now? What makes this a good time to launch the idea, to plan and execute this idea? Why now?
I think why now is because everybody who we've spoken to about this idea, whether it's in the venture capital world or the startup world or in the academic world or in the community service world, feels like there is something happening in Boston. There's something special going on in this region right now. We are developing the solutions to major issues, the medical issues, the technology issues, the social issues that are combating the world, and we need a catalyzing event. We need a way to bring that all together to help, again, for the region to promote itself, but also to help find new solutions. I think one of the things we're really trying to do with Hub Week is not just be a series of interesting conversations, even if they are interesting and engaging, but an event that's focused on outcomes and action and driving towards change and problem solving. So it just feels like we're at a moment in our region right now where there's a need for this and where we as a region would benefit, and hopefully the world can take a little something away from it.
You know, you mentioned outcomes sort of moving beyond just interesting conversations. What would make a successful first festival? I mean, how would you sort of rate what makes a success out of this?
That's a great question. I think a successful first festival will be one where we try a number of different things that aren't seen in other festivals around the world, and things that are drawn of the inherent and unique strengths of our region. And if people in the region, the organizations, the institutions, and the people of the community feel invested in it, if it feels like a real shared civic experience, I think that would be a successful first year. If we are able to demonstrate the value of the different innovators and ideas that we have in Boston and show a solution in a specific area, I think that would be a real success. And if we try a few things that don't work, I think that would be a success because we are a startup. It's nice to be compared to some of those festivals that you mentioned at the beginning of the segment, but they're in their 10th year, their 20th year. We're in our first year.
All right. Well, that's Brendan Ryan. He's former chief of staff to Governor Deval Patrick. He's also the executive director of Hub Week, which is scheduled to take place for the first time next October. Brendan Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. We're grateful.
Thanks, Evan.
Stay with us. Coming up, Secrets of the Arsenal and how every object has a story behind it. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.